Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you doing with your stand up, your take a step, and your repeat success recipe today? Are you doing it? Are you still on vacation? Are you getting ready to go back to school? Get the kids back to school? What is happening? How are you? Are you good? Well, thanks. I am. Yes, I'm here in Bryson City, North Carolina, and I'm thinking about something. I'm thinking about aiming for success. And as I ponder success, as I talk to people all over the place about that, my question has always been, are you focusing too tight? Are you pushing too hard? That is not to negate that you should get up and go every single day and drive to get there. But sometimes the happiness that kind of overlays that success doesn't come from that. We'll talk about that today in depth, give you some ideas. And, you know, this has been a conversation that's been going on a long time, a very long time. And I think when you get to the way of thinking that I'll share with you today, something's very well published and you may have read it. If you haven't, you should. When I get to that, you'll probably say, you know what? I can still drive. I can still be very ambitious. I can still be a high performance individual. And yet it is when I get to the understanding that we'll talk about today that things begin to happen for you. Chill out a little bit, but not too much, okay? How are you? It's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Traveling this summer, although I think we're getting pretty close to heading back to Florida. We have decided that where we want to live, the particular area we want to be in. And so my wife and I have discussed that. We said, you know, we probably ought to turn south, get back down there, and go find that that dream house that we want. And I've often already said that we're going to do that, travel, get that taken care of, get it locked up, get it in the process. It takes 6 or 8 weeks to get into a house. I said, why don't we then do that and come back up to North Carolina or go someplace else in the motorhome? Let's travel. That's going to be a staple in my future. I can promise you that. I'm going to be doing more traveling. I'm tired of sitting around. You too. COVID did that, didn't it? So I have to share a story with you before we get on with today's show. I'm sitting here at the campsite here. Went next door when a new neighbor pulled in. And I said, hi. I said, guess I should introduce myself to the new neighbors. They turned out to be from Florida. Had a great conversation. Had a lot in common with them. She's a trainer and a speaker and a coach. So I had a lot of common with her, the mom. But one of the boys was there. He's kind of a tech guy, education kind of guy. And he says to me, he says, so what do you do? He said, you're houseless. You're kind of drifting around. You're retired? I said, I'm not retired. I'm going to retire for a long time. He says, what do you do? I said, and the easiest way you usually explain that is a speaker, a coach, a consultant, and I have a big podcast. He said, which one? He's in the age group that would just freak out over a podcast. He's already asking me about that. I said, the Daily Boost. It's pretty popular. He goes, the Daily Boost? I said, yeah, the Daily Boost. Thinking, okay, I'm just explaining the name of the thing. He goes, I listen to the Daily Boost. I said, you do? He said, yeah, I do. And there's the guy that hosts the Daily Boost. His name is Scott. What's your name? My name is Scott. He said, the guy that hosts the Daily Boost, he's traveling in his RV. And your name is Scott and you're in an RV. You're that guy. I've been listening to you talk about your trip. And it's right here. And he pulled it up. And there I was on his phone in his hand. It was weird. It's just one of those moments. And you know what was cool about it? He didn't really believe me. I said, come on, I sound like Scott, right? I'm telling all the same stories right now. It's who I am. I'm going to talk. He goes, yeah. But, you know, I just can't imagine what it's like to do that. I said, well, come here. So I brought him inside my motorhome and I showed him my setup right here. I said, that's where it is. That's the Daily Boost right there. And I opened it all up. He said, that's it. I said, that's it. He said, have you done today's yet? I said, no, I'll do it right now. So he's right over there. Shh, don't say a word. Interesting experience that you have sometimes. So I was thinking about success. This program is called Aiming for Success. So let me lay down a core foundation for you here, and we'll get to this in a second. This is going to be a mindset for you. When you get to this little piece I'm going to bring you here, and you'll be able to read it. Actually, there's a whole book wrapped around what I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes. And if you listened to me before, you may have heard me share this. I believe I've only done it once in the past few years. But there's a foundation, there's a core belief that I have. If you ever pin me in a corner, if you ever want to work with me or ever joint venture, team up to do anything, if you ever want to be my partner on anything, you're going to know really fast that this is how I roll. And I'm going to expect you to roll this way as well. Otherwise, I'm not going to roll because why do it? Why should we get together and not do the same thing, not go down the same path, right? Here's the foundation. Designing and creating the life you want. And all the pieces it takes to get there. And have you noticed there's a lot of pieces out there? It's crazy how much you have to do. Why did not somebody give me all this learning, all this advice, all this stuff? Why couldn't I just get all the pieces and know how to do things? It's frustrating. As I say, we were not born with an owner's manual, were we? It would be nice if we were. And the internet's not an owner's manual. YouTube gets close. There's no doubt about that. I can't tell you how many times every single day. Yeah, I've been working on this thing, but jumped on YouTube, got my answers. You can, to a limited extent. Why don't we know all this cool stuff? Because designing the life you want, just getting your mindset around that, and then actually getting it in place, it takes a lot to do it. There's just a ton of stuff to worry about. Although, interestingly, it's very sophisticated because you can ignore most everything that's out there other than breathing and taking care of yourself and still do pretty well. And we see that every single day. There is a core of what we do every single day as well. Now, what is that? The core is what you experience every single day. That's your life. That's your values. That's who you are. At the end of your life, if you can remember it all, you're going to remember the experiences. Some are going to pop up being bigger and better than others, but you're going to remember those experiences. Everything, the quality of your life, was it Wayne Dyer that said, it comes down to the sum total of your experience or your relationships and stuff. Did he say that? I know I'm totally messed up on that right now. But relationships certainly are, I think, one of the key things and probably pretty much the only one that makes any sense if you live a good life. Beyond that, everything is kind of small. It's just the people. But the experiences you have with them and the stuff you've done and what you can remember and what you can pass on and what you can talk about, those experiences are the most important thing. That's success. That's happiness. But it's not just your experience. As I get into more what I'm working with folks around here, I've learned something. There is an experience that happens every single day that you're doing today. And there is kind of the one you want to do. And then there's the one you're thinking about. So as we design our life, we create a life, we live it, we try to figure out all the pieces that are going on, we get to this core of experience every single day, but there's something else in our mind thinking about it. And I see that a lot. I think you hear that a lot. You get to the point where you're trying to think and figure out what you want to do, and your brain is saying one thing, and your dreams and maybe your nightmares are saying something else as well, and yet you get up every single day and you continue to plod through what you have to plod through. And I think we all have to do that to some extent. You have kids, you got to wait a while, right? You got to get them raised. Things get in the way. Sometimes your timing is not the universe's timing. Still, it's your experiences and it's your thoughts. So I've always convinced of something when it comes down to getting what you want. Now, I use that phrase a lot because ultimately that's the simplest way I can say it. Because ultimately that's what you want. There's something you want in life. I don't care what it is. If you got out of bed today, it might be just you want to pay the bills today. Or maybe you want to take a vacation. I don't know. But it comes down to getting what you want, just kind of simple stuff. And I believe that comes down to acceptance, that things happen in a certain way. Now, that from a guy who uniformly across the board for most of my life has always said, be different, has always tried to find another path. But I learned a lesson a long time ago. My brother was like that. He was a guy that was so outside the norm and so outside the system, so outside the way things worked, that he had a really rough time in his life. He was always bumping into a wall. And I would tell him, I said, listen, you don't have to adhere to the system, but you have to understand systems are there. People do things. Certain things happen in a certain way. So getting what you want always comes down to the acceptance that things happen in a certain way, even if you think it should be different. Most things happen in a certain way. Okay, makes sense? If you're willing to buy into that and to work that and yet make sure that in doing so, you do what makes you happy, you really can get ahead. So like I said, I'm not saying, hey, just buy into it, just go with the system. No, I'm just saying, just accept it, that there is a way things work. It's like the tax system. It sucks. There's no doubt about that. But you got to pay your taxes. Some pay more, some pay less. That's because it's a system. And if you understand how the system works, you can pay less. That's the way it works. Do it your way. There are things that work and things that don't work. There are things that are already proven. We don't need to figure them out. Yeah, sometimes you have some clarity. Sometimes you have to have somebody introduce an idea to you, which is probably what you're doing today. But if you already know what works for you, if you know how you roll, how you like to do things, if you can look in past your life and say, listen, this is the kind of people I like to work with. These are the kind of places I like to live. This is how I like to dress. You already know that stuff. If you like to dress in a certain way, and yet when you go to the office, they look at you like, what are you doing? You could say, I should be able to express myself in any way I want to. You could say that. But that's not always the way it works. Sometimes you have to say, okay, let's moderate a little bit. So I'm just convinced that things happen in a certain way. Things work and other things don't work. There's no need to figure out. It's there. All you have to do to get what you want is figure out those things that are going to work for you, and then a way that it fits into your life, you'll be happy and successful. Now, when that happens, life is awesome. So here's what you do. I know this is kind of one of those things where you're like, wait a second, really, Scott? Some things work and some things don't. I get it. I'm just saying the system is there. You're working way too hard at it. I have a lot of coaching clients that come with me and they talk to me, and I'm literally saying that. Don't you see right in front of you, this is how you do it. 1 + 1 = 2. That's what you do. Yeah, but I really wanted to equal 3. I get it. I just get it, but that's not going to work, at least today. Maybe someday it will. Maybe someday the world will change and come around to 1 + 1 = 3. Fine, and maybe not. Are you willing to wait for that, or you want something today? What do you want to do? Look around. If others are doing it and it's working, do what they're doing. See it, implement it, live it. Okay, that's a preamble to what I'm doing today. I'm slowly cutting the length of these podcasts back to maybe 12 or 13 minutes. They were at like 20 minutes for a bit. That's a bit much. But I'm meandering with my brain. And as I meander with my brain about certain things happen in a certain way, what started this search today was, well, it's man's search for meaning. Viktor Frankl, you ever read the book? It's an awesome book. I read it every few years. I actually have it here with me. I threw it in the RV with me when I came out. I said, maybe I'll read it while I'm on the road. I haven't yet, but I had this quote written down and I found it. There's one passage within that book. When I think about success and getting what you want, when I think about aiming for success, when I think about all the things that you need to do to get there, this is kind of what drives me. Ready? Don't aim for success. The more you aim at it and make it a target, the more you're going to miss it. For success, like happiness, cannot be pursued. It must be ensue that it only does so as a side effect of one's personal dedication to a cause greater than oneself, or as a byproduct to one's surrender to a person other than oneself. Happiness must happen, and the same holds for success. You have to let it happen by not caring about it. It's powerful stuff, and you may disagree with it. But I can tell you, the more that you allow it to happen, the more it will. I have, over time, said many, many times to many coaches who have contacted me, did you always want to be a coach? Did you always want to help people? Did you always want to work with people every day? No, not. I did not. But I did recognize that it's one of the things I do well. I can hear between the lines, and I can understand certain things and put them in a certain order that helps people. So I recognize it as a byproduct to what I do. It's a side effect of a dedication. I see it as greater than myself because it's like a lot of things. I have no idea how I do what I do. I just do it. Are you doing that right now? Aiming for success, I think you should do, at least in the direction of having an understanding of how your life should be and how you should feel and how you should open your mouth every day and how much you should sleep and all that stuff. I think you should do that. And I think you should be driven by it, out of bed, rolling through the day, making it happen. But at the same time, remember, it's going to be a byproduct of your actions throughout the course of the day. It's not the thing. It's the other thing. And we know it works too, because once you push through and once you break through and once you drive, drive, drive every single day, one day you're going to go, that's it. I'm not going to drive anymore. I'm just going to enjoy myself. I'm just going to do what I do my way. I'm going to be myself with somebody to let me be myself. And in fighting to be yourself, one day you'll take a breath and begin to do that. And you'll realize that in that calm, cool place of just allowing you to be you and sharing you with the world, things will begin to change. You'll be happy, 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 and so will others around you. It is something to think about, isn't it? In other words, do what you do best and let the rest happen, because it will happen probably faster than you think ever. A little bit meandering today, but I want to take you inside the mind of Scott a little bit here and how it works for me and how I think. The more that I work with my clients, my coaching, my consulting clients, the more we do that, the more we settle into what is just in their DNA, and then kind of look off in the future and think, that's the direction we're heading. But we settle in the DNA, we structure everything around what they do naturally. Oh my God, does it ever take off quickly? And most importantly, they don't care how fast it's going. They just They just know it's going and they're happy. And that's where you want to be. We'll talk more about this stuff as time goes on. As I get through my trip here and get back and get settled and get back in the studio full setup and everything else, we'll have more time to dig deep on this stuff. It is coming. In the meantime, I want you to do this. Enjoy the ride. Go for whatever you want to go for. But understand, if you do it right, do it with your heart and soul, you'll get there faster. I'll see you tomorrow on the Daily Boost.